Get Wired, and you're listening to M7K. You're listening to Wired.
This is Wired Tech Podcast. M7K, and speak your mind.
Hey, welcome to episode 5 of Wired Tech, the tech podcast. You can see me live now as I'm doing these at justin.tv/wired_podcast. The reason I'm only mentioning one website is because I'm having problems with the other three. So if you want to find me live, check justin.tv wired_podcast to check me out live. I wanted to get going with one, this laptop here. Really cool laptop. If you've ever seen the MacBook Air, which I'm sure most of you have, if not everybody, if you think that was small, take a look at the Asus EPC-S 101. This EPC, you know, they're famous for net tops and the ultra mobile, really thin. Take a look at this PC, this little laptop, and then compare it to the MacBook Air, and you'll notice a tremendous difference. The biggest difference in size. This thing is actually a lot smaller, a lot thinner than the MacBook Air. I couldn't even believe it when I first looked at it. Let me give you some specs on this here. It ranges from $699 to $799, and they're only brown. There's only a brown color on it, so you won't be able to choose a color. One, it's a brown. It's a, like a champagne dark kind of brown. That's what you're going to be getting. It's got a 10.2 inch WSVGA LED backlit display. It has the removable memory card option up to 64 gigabytes. It's got the 4-in-1 flash card reader, 802.11n and Wi-Fi. I want to mention that. It's 802.11n. It's not G or B. It's N. This is a lot faster than G or B. 802.11n Wi-Fi Bluetooth 2.0. So, if you're ever looking at wireless devices, try looking for N, because N is the new thing. I'm not sure if too many people know it, but B and G are nice. Yeah, 802.11bg is nice, but if you want to go for fast, you go for N. You know, it's got the VGA output, 3 USB 2.0 ports. It's got a, okay, this is weird. A 0.3 megapixel camera. I've never seen it written like that. I guess it's just the 3 megapixel camera. A webcam built in, which is pretty cool, 3 megapixels. You know, that's going to be some sharp quality. Really slick. It's got a multi-touch trackpad. That's pretty cool. Like I said, it's, you know, ranges from $699 to $799. It's got... Oh, it looks like you can choose different colors here. But it says it ships in brown. I'm not sure what this really means. It says it comes in puke green and lollipop red or black. Okay, that's really bad, you know, description of the color. Puke green. Okay. This is the 904HA. So they have two models, the S101 and the 904HA. Okay, so the S101 will ship in brown, that champagne brown color, and the 904HA comes in the puke green, lollipop red, or black. And this includes the 1.6 GHz Atom N270 CPU. It has 1 GB of RAM and 160 GB hard drive. A 6-cell battery, so you're going to be about 6 hours of battery time. And it's starting at $399. So, Asus EPC, new models for Asus. It looks pretty good. Thinner than the MacBook Air, like I've just mentioned. It's ultra slim, ultra slim. I mean, slimmer than what I've seen anything. It's really, really cool. So I want to also get touch base on a new laptop. It's another laptop that I've just been reviewing. It's another Acer. Look at that. Acer Aspire 8930, 6930, 5735, and 4730. Really, really cool. excuse me. These three models, really cool. Let's give you some specs. Just throw out the specs there. Just let me get right to the specs. This thing has really, really nice specs. It's got well, first of all, speak your mind. You're there, right?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. What are your thoughts on that Asus, that new Asus EPC? Have you looked at it?
Yeah, I've looked at it. I like it. I just don't like.
Yeah, it seems like you're breaking out here. Your microphone's fading in and out. But yeah, he said he likes it. But is there anything you don't like about it, or?
The only thing that I don't like about it is I wish it came in like a white, which I didn't see on the description.
Yeah, you're right. It doesn't come in white. That would be pretty cool. I mean, like I said, it has two models. The S101 comes in the dark champagne brown color, which I think is unattractive, kind of ugly.
And then the other one's described in, like, puke green, whatever.
Yeah, what is that all about? I wouldn't want to have puke green laptop.
Green, who would?
A green laptop, in any case, any sense, is just unattractive. Anyways, I would go for that lollipop red, I think it was, or the black.
Yes.
That's about it. But yeah, that color is a big thing. You know, the way it looks is everything. But here's another laptop that I was just looking at. It's the Acer Aspire 8930, 6930, 5735, and 4730. It's a few different models here. But basically, it's really, really, really good. They have prices for everybody. Prices for everyone. Well, let's start out with the first model here, which is the 8930. This thing is, as they describe, borderline ridiculous. It's really crazy. This thing has an 18.4-inch HD CineCrystal display, 2.53 gigahertz Core 2 Duo T9400 CPU, 4 gigabytes of DDR3 RAM, and NVIDIA's GeForce 97M GT. Now, the 9 series that just came out for NVIDIA is not that old. And if you've ever seen the prices on the 9 series, the 900s, and they're not cheap. And the specs on these graphics cards are just insane. I was on NVIDIA not too long ago, and it's really crazy. Hey, if you could go run over to NVIDIA.com and check out some of the 9 series and just give some of the specs. These graphics cards are really crazy. The 97M, which is basically the 97 mobile, M just meaning mobile for your laptop. This thing will run your games. This thing will run your high-end games. Definitely. 2.53 gigahertz of a Core 2 Duo processor has no problem. With the 9700M GT, I wouldn't be surprised if this thing would run Crysis. Wouldn't be surprised at all. If I seen Crysis on this Acer Aspire, wouldn't be a surprise. Did you run over to NVIDIA?
Yeah, I'm looking up the video cards right now.
Alright, just come in whenever you're ready. I'll just be talking about this laptop. This has an optional but also completely necessary, as they also describe here. Blu-ray drive. It's got Wi-Fi. 320. Well, obviously, it's got to have Wi-Fi, right? I mean, it's a laptop. But it's got 320 gigabyte, 7200 RPM SATA drive, which is pretty fast. Which is pretty fast. This 7200 RPM is pretty fast. You know, it's not bad at all. Hey, Fixit 47. That's just a user on my live chat, like I've mentioned, at justin.tv/wired_podcast. You can find me there live. Anyway, back to the point. 7200 RPM SATA drive. Starting price of just $1,699. Now, if that price is a little bit too, you know, you kind of get nervous, they do have the three other models. They have the 9630, which has a 16-inch WXGA LCD. Has a few less, you know, features on it, but you know, the 699 is really, really nice. It's, you know, really cool. Hold on 1 second here. The 6930 has you know, the LCD, a few less features, pretty much similar to the 8930, but it's $699.99. So $700 for the 6930, and it's a little bit more appealing. Also, you know, they do have consumer friendlies. The consumer friendly is $5735. It has a Pentium T3200, 15.6-inch WXGA display, 2 gigabytes of RAM, and it's at $550. This isn't bad. $550 for that, I'll go out and get that right now. You know, that's really good. Well, let's talk a little bit about the 4730. Hey, speak your mind. If you can't find the graphics card, it's cool. This 14.1-inch 4730. It's pretty much similar to the 5735, but, you know, again, going down in prices, going down in models, it's got less and less features in it. If you want it all, and you want to go big, go for the 8930. It's not bad. You know, $1,700 isn't really bad. These specs on this computer, it's worth it. Worth everything. And why not just upgrade to the Blu-ray drive? It's got the 9700 MGT. I mean, this mobile graphics card is just insane.
That's a good graphics card for a PC or for a laptop.
Yeah, I mean, I just went out and got the 8600 GT from my desktop by NVIDIA, and this thing runs like, how could you get any faster than that? Now they're coming out with the 9900. Soon, I'm sure they're going to have the 10 series out. No doubt. I mean, the DirectX 10 and all that with the lighting and shading.
NVIDIA just comes out with good products quickly.
They do. I'm going to run over to NVIDIA.com because it's also another little subject that I wanted to touch on. It's NVIDIA, I believe, has the best graphics available for any PC or any laptop. I'm not sure how other people feel about that, but I'm over here on the NVIDIA website right now, and anybody can join in. Go to NVIDIA.com and see exactly what's being shown here. They have the SLI. They have the NVIDIA Hybrid SLI. Let's see what the Hybrid SLI has to offer. Basically, what you're doing is in Hybrid SLI, well, they have both desktop and notebook for hybrid SLI. Let me just tell you what SLI is for those who don't know. SLI basically is NVIDIA's way of having more than one graphics card on your desktop or laptop PC. They actually do have that available for PC now. You can run up to, I believe it's 4 graphics cards at the moment on any one motherboard. It's really awesome. I've seen a PC with four on one motherboard, and yeah, you know, gotta be expensive for that. You have to imagine how expensive that may be. But here's the available hybrid SLI enabled graphics cards. It ranges from the 84GS all the way up to the 9800GX2. But anywhere from the 9800 GT up to the 9800 GX2 does not support GeForce Boost technology. Now, the GeForce Boost technology basically is kind of like an overclock situation. What it does is it really enhances the performance of the graphics card for really intense graphics, everything that's flying by constantly, everything is moving, you know, stuff like that. You know, they also have, if you want this whole SLI thing, you're going to have a compatible motherboard also. Because if you don't have the right motherboard, it's not gonna recognize anything, and you're not going to have what you just spent probably thousands of dollars on. So they have the N472, the 720A, the N-Force 730A, 750A, 780A SLI. Now, when it says 780A SLI, that means also that you can support the SLI features. A lot of people, it's actually really common. People go out, you know, get their own kits, build their own computers, they'll get the motherboard that's not compatible with SLI. Yeah, it may have more than one PCIe slot, but not in all cases is it gonna have the software that comes with it to support SLI. So, you know, that's just how some people need some help, basically. But yeah, there's NVIDIA. They have the 9 series out for it's been for a while now. Awesome graphics card. I just wanted to get my point on that. How do you feel about NVIDIA? Do you like their graphics cards? Does your computer have an NVIDIA on there? Speak. Hey, speak your mind. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Alright. So does your computer have NVIDIA on it, or is it just, you know, integrated?
Yeah, currently my laptop I got with an NVIDIA graphics card built in.
Okay, that's cool. So it's got an integrated. So how is it?
I like it. It's a good graphics card. It lets me play my games. It's not one of the newer, higher-end NVIDIA graphics cards that they're putting into laptops, but it still does what I need it to do, and it does it well.
Exactly. NVIDIA is really, really awesome. That was the Acer Aspire that I was just touching on. Kind of got lost into NVIDIA at the moment, but here is something really, really cool. You might like this too, speak your mind. It's called the PIE. Well, it's made by PIE United. It's the 1080p digital photo viewer. Really, really cool. This thing has it's not like your traditional photo frame. It's not a frame at all. Like those, you know, those digital ones that kind of fly by, you just kind of scroll by your pictures. Well, this thing connects to your TV through an HDMI port. It supports up to 12 types of flashcards and has USB drives. Really cool. It's got USBs for your USB drives. And in addition to photos, it'll play video clips and MP3 files. So how does that sound? That sounds pretty cool.
That sounds like a good.
Oh yeah, that sounds. That's really, really awesome. MP3 files, so it's, you know, your music. So you can display slideshows with music with them. That's really awesome. See, now this will connect to your computer through HDMI if you have the available ports, everything like that. But on my 50-inch HD TV, I think it would look a lot better hooked up to an HD TV through HDMI than it would on my computer. Most, if not all, HD TVs have the HDMI import. So you won't have a problem hooking it up, because that's the only way it does connect is through HDMI. And that's really cool, because it kind of it's in a sense of converting your photos to HD. So because of the whole HDMI cable, it's kind of streaming them through HD. So it's obviously, as everybody knows, HD, it's going to be really crisp and clear. It is recommended to hook this up to an HD TV. You probably won't be able to hook it up to anything else, obviously, because no other TV supports HDMI hookups. So, I wouldn't even think of hooking this up to anything else. So, 12 types of flashcards. 12 types. I don't even know 12 types, to be honest. I'm looking here.
How many types can you name?
Oh, well, let's try. Let's see, you got compact flash, SD, there's another one that I can only name, like, three, honestly. Oh.
Yeah, see, but you got the micro SD. Let's see, there's not much else. You got the Memory Stick Pro Duo.
Yeah, that's the one I was gonna do. Memory Stick, yeah, the Pro Duo, that's it. That's the kind that the PSP takes.
You have XD.
Yeah. XD. Well, okay, let me
see. The only other one that I can think of is CF.
Yeah, see, I'm cheating. I gotta cheat here. I'm looking right on my computer.
Cheater.
Well, let's just see what we got here. Well, my computer supports, I think it's a 15-in-1. It supports SMC, XD, CF. One, it's got two little eyes. It looks like eyes here. I don't know what the hell this is. And it supports MD. This is really old school. Memory cards. They're really big. I've never even seen them in market anymore. It also supports HD. One second, got the phone here.
Sorry about that. We're all just kind of blocking out. I'm having microphone problems. Let's see. Well, he's taking up that phone. We'll just say you can shoot us an email, either one. To contact me, you can go through my YouTube channel, youtube.com/user/speakyourmind1. And that's SpeakYourMind1. And you can also ask me any questions from there. Any questions about today's show? Any topics you would like us to cover?
Alright, sorry about that. Had to take a quick phone call.
It's okay.
What was I talking about here? Sorry, just something really funny that on the phone there. Let's see, I got HD, MMC, MS, which is micro stick, or Memory Stick Pro. So that's what I have on my desktop, and this is 12 types. I'm sure it's very similar to that. I'm actually looking at the picture. It looks like it does support the old school SMC and XD. So really cool. I mentioned that you can where you can find yourself, and let me just take this time to tell you that you can find my YouTube channel at youtube.com/m7king. And I've told you where you can find me live. That's justin.tv/wired_podcast. And there I have a live chat scrolling through. I actually have a few people in here. Sorry about that. Haven't been paying attention to their questions. But here's something else that they have here I wanted to just touch on here. They have, it's called, I don't even know how to pronounce this. It's the Jimmy A320 PMP. It looks like a little Game Boy. A little Game Boy here. If you've ever seen the Game Boy Micro, it's similar, really similar to that. It's got a little small screen. And if you look at this picture, it's got OS 10 inspired background. What is that all about? Really weird. And if you also notice, it has the PS1 buttons on it. The X, square, triangle, and circle. They totally stole that. I wonder if anything's going to happen with that. If they had any permission. So, I don't know if this is a real product or not. It doesn't show anything on prices or release dates, anything. But it hints toward emulators and things like that. I'm not even sure what this is all about. It's really weird. I don't know. But Speak, go ahead. You wanted to make a point on Nokia?
Yeah, I wanted to make a point on Nokia, which I think is a very creative idea. I don't think anybody else has ever done it. Nokia is letting people design their own headphones.
Really? Headphones?
Yeah, basically you go on www.nokiamaheadset.com. Okay. I'm going to get you a link so you can check it out.
Yeah, I want to check that out.
It's basically letting you... It's a headset competition. Basically, anybody can enter. It's got an easy 3D interface so you can have a easy time designing your own headphones.
Okay.
And it's competition, so the best one is actually going to be their new headset design.
Wow, that is really cool. Yeah, I'm looking this up right now. Wow. Hey, if anybody wants to check this out, I'm definitely putting this in the show notes. Design your own headphones from Nokia. Enter the contest here, guys. This is pretty cool. And your design may be chosen for their next product.
Yeah, and you look at some of these designs. I will buy almost every single one of them because they're just so different, so unique. I want headphones that look unique and custom. This is what you're getting if you buy these, when they win.
See, this is cool. See, that's what I like. Custom, functionality, something different. What am I getting at? Like, feature, with features on it. A lot of things with features. Because, I mean, if you notice headphones nowadays with the market, they're very standard. They follow specific standards, and you don't see custom headsets.
Yeah, well, you're talking about that after you're done with that.
Go ahead.
Nokia, the first thing you do when you're creating your own, you get to choose one of the Bluetooth stereo headsets that they offer. So they have the over-the-ear, they kind of have the curl back where the bar goes behind your head. They have earbuds, yeah. And they're all, that's basically what you choose from as your canvas.
Wow. That's cool.
So let me
Yeah, go ahead, make one.
Go on one of these right now. I'll see this to make one.
Yeah, see the ease of use on that. See how easy it is to do. That's pretty cool. So while he's doing that, I want to talk a little bit about the HP TouchSmart IQ506. It gets opened up and reviewed. The things in this is really, really cool. I mean, if you've ever seen the TouchSmart IQ506, I mean, it's got lots of good stuff in it. It supports two hard drives. Can't remember the top of my head what size these hard drives are, but basically gets opened up and fully reviewed. If you're brave enough to open up your TouchSmart, go ahead, do it. You know, it's not really affecting me at all. Would I ever open that up? No. Just to let everybody know. That's something that isn't to be opened up unless you want to upgrade, maybe something, whatever. But the purpose of these TouchSmarts, I mean, it's a touchscreen, you know, display. It's, you know, something I wouldn't be. And this is one of the higher end PCs. Why would you want to take? Whatever, it's their choice, their PCs. basically, this talks a little bit about bare bone kits. This is not a bare bone, obviously, but the prices on these things, it's, you know, Sony really goes a long way to make sure, to make sure that their products are nicely priced, I should say. I'm trying to get the word out of my mouth. But this, it's an HP, but I believe Sony has something to do with it. I guess Sony has some product or some relation. I'm not too sure, but it gets opened up and it gets reviewed fully from the inside, all the guts and goodness of this PC. From what I'm looking at, I'm not sure if this has, I'm seeing one big hard drive and I'm seeing two other smaller, what looks like hard drives. I'm not sure. I'm seeing the memory here. CPU. I mean, it's really nice. It's not that bad. So, there's the Touch Smart. Opened up and nice.
Okay, honestly, I just finished creating my own. All it is to do the basic create your own is click and click. You basically click whatever part you want to change. It gives you a list of what you can change it to, and you're done. You have two ways of creating, the way of that I just did, the click-click, the click and the clicking. That's all you do.
Oh, yeah.
You have the freestyle, which they like to call freestyle. It's when you basically do it yourself. You download it. You download a canvas of the headphones. It's basically just a drawn copy of the headphones. And you basically just draw whatever you want. If you have an art tablet, it's perfect. You can draw it with your cursor. It's definitely an easy way to customize some headphones and enter them into this competition.
Wow. Really cool. I'm looking at this now. Because, okay, if people are using Internet Explorer, I'm currently beta testing the 8 version. You won't be able to do this. Something that's buggy. The browser itself is a little buggy. It won't let you click anything, so the flash player on that is a little messed up. So I recommend using Firefox or even, hey, how about Google Chrome? It's what I'm using right now. You kind of broke out there. You might kind of failed out there. But,
okay, I'm using Google Chrome to do.
Sorry, I didn't get that.
I'm using Google Chrome. I'm having a little bit of problems trying to do this. So, I wouldn't recommend Google Chrome. I would recommend Firefox using this.
Really? Google Chrome? I'm not seeing too bad of performance here. I'm doing pretty good with Google Chrome.
I'm going to try it again with Firefox and see if it's a little less buggy.
Yeah, well, now that... Wow. Coincidentally, now that you just mentioned that, Google Chrome decides to lock up on me. And you know what? The thing on Google Chrome is, we've mentioned this before, it's the Flash player. It's always the Flash plugin that fails out.
Always.
Every time. I was broadcasting the other day, just kind of bored, decided to get on and broadcast live on, it was Justin.tv, it wasn't Ustream this time. I was on Justin.tv, and, it totally fails out on me. Just, everything closes up. I had quite a bit of people in the chat room, and...
Yeah, Firefox is working perfectly for me on this.
Okay. Firefox. That's it, then. Well, you know, I actually like the HB604, that style. I know it's not the earbud like I normally like, but I'm starting to change feelings on the whole earbud thing. You know, your last suggestion, I think it was in episode 3, that we talked about the earbuds, and you said to change one of the sides to make one of them bigger. Yeah, I did that. It worked, but it didn't deliver as much bass as the left side was, because the left side fits in there perfect, and it kind of was unequal. It made my head feel like it was unbalanced. So I'm actually starting to change my feeling on the whole in-ear rubber attached ones. Apparently I have a telephone going here. Speak, if you could take over for a second.
Talking about with these Nokia headphones. It's a great idea. Nokia's got a great concept going on. If you have a chance, go over to www.1nokia.ma. Get a chance. Create headphones. Just try it. It's really fun. Because you get to see your creative side. It's really a unique idea. I'm going to keep saying unique idea just because it is. I've never seen anything like this ever before. It's an amazing idea. It's an amazing concept. A great way to market. I honestly don't think anybody else has ever done it. That's the thing. Nobody else has ever taken this approach.
Okay, I'm back. Sorry, I had another phone call.
Shut off your phone.
That's a good idea, but it's the house phone, so that's a problem. What were you just going over?
I said I was just talking about Nokia's concept on this. It's the first time I've ever seen anything like this before.
Yeah, really cool. I've never seen anything like this. I actually like this whole thing. I'm designing my own right now as we speak. Like I said, I'm starting to change feelings on the whole, and here's Google Chrome messing up on me. I'm changing my feelings on the whole in-ear style. I don't know if you feel the same way, but
yeah, I'm honestly going to stop in-ear because I really don't like them. I'm going to get some skull candy over the ear next time I go out.
Over the ear, over the head with the band and all that, over the head?
Yep.
Definitely, exactly. That's what I'm starting to get into. I'm starting to like that. I have used them, but not from Skullcandy. I don't know how much bass it may give.
Skullcandy gives a lot of bass. I've actually tried my friends the other day.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So I'm gonna have to check those out. I don't like the in-ear anymore. It's really amazing. It's kind of a little creepy to admit that. It's just like me thinking about Mac computers. I'm changing all of a sudden. Everything is changing and changing. But what are you gonna do, you know? So that's Nokia. Design your own headphones. It's pretty cool. Didn't know about that. Really cool that you mentioned that. So you know, getting into a little bit more on audio, not preferably or specifically anyway, headsets, but it's Yamaha. Yamaha just released 4 mini audio systems. Everything, all of them with iPod docks. These are mini sound systems. They're really, really cool. It looks like an entertainment system, if everybody knows what I mean by the, you got the layer, the decks. By decks, I mean the equalizer, the CD player, cassette tape player, you know what I mean? It's really cool. It's got the 2 speakers. It's got the 2 decks, CD, and one on the bottom is for CDs, and other one on top is got the iPod dock. It's cool. It's really, really cool. If you ever seen the old school entertainment systems, maybe your parents have one or something like that. It looks just like that, but with an iPod dock attachment. Really, really cool. It's the MCR330 and MCR230. The only difference is basically the connection type. They both have 40 watts of power and a USB socket. They also have the CRX430, which has 50 watts of power. It's actually 50 watts of RMS juice is what they like to pronounce it as. RMS is actually, I can't think off the top of my head of the exact what that means, but it's actually a lot more powerful, I know that. And it's got the built-in CD player. So the CRX430 has 50 watts of RMS power and a built-in CD player. It's it will ship early December, and range prices from around $300, which is the CRX430, to $1,233, which is the MCS1330. So You can expect to see this around December in your local electronics store, maybe Best Buy, Circuit City, things like that. You know, won't you know? It'll be out there in December, so you can check that out. Here's a little thing on Slingbox. If anybody has heard of Slingbox, it's actually a little. It looks like a little receiver. It's a little box receiver, exactly what it is, that connects to your computer, your TV, that connects wirelessly to your computer or any home network device in your house. So basically, if you have Windows Media Center extenders, which actually that is an extender for Windows Media Center, if you have your PC, say, upstairs, and it's connected through Wi-Fi, and you have a Slingbox, it'll connect wirelessly to your computer, and you can watch TV through your computer through the Slingbox. It's really cool. So the Sling is introducing something new here from Slingbox. Yeah, it's the Sling Player 2.0. I'm guessing it's I'm guessing it's new software, maybe. This was originally announced way back from the end of 2007, it says, apparently. They got a private beta program. Sling.com portal promises to give users access to premier library of content from top TV networks, movie studios, sports leagues, and websites. And it's supposedly going to grab little snippets of, what does this say, the television content. Upload them to the Sling site and create playlist. It's kind of like Juiced. Juiced is really nice. I'm actually going to re-download Juiced and give a little review on episode 6. Juiced is really, really cool. You'll find a lot on Juiced. You'll be really happy with it. This actually wraps up episode 5. And thanks everybody for watching, or listening I should say. This is again episode 5 of Wired Tech Podcast. Email me m7king716 at gmail.com. contact me or speak your mind at any given time. Ask us any questions, give us any show hints. What would you like to have on the show? What would you like to hear on the show? Basically, we're open up to any comments or suggestions. Just keep it technology related. That's all we ask you, because this is a tech podcast. And that will
my
be
computer
five.
Won't sync
thanks
to my hardware.
I need help.
Yeah.